And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 59 degrees and a bit wet out there. And joining me in the studio is Elena Gustafson to talk about a new program that SAFE is pioneering called Boys Run. Welcome to Morning Edition, Elena.
Thank you.
Well, Boys Run is maybe not necessarily modeled, but maybe a little bit on the national girls program, Girls on the Run.
Can you explain? Right. So Girls on the Run just finished its sixth season in Sitka this past spring. And after the first couple years of it, when it was such a success and we were noticing such a big change in the girls who were participating in the program, we were wondering, and we found parents in the school wondering as well, where's a similar program for boys? At SAFE, we've been working to figure that out. There's no national equivalent of Girls on the Run for young boys, and there are some similar programs that were built in urban areas, so they just didn't work for our needs. So we've been working with our partner Aware in Juneau and a lot of community partners in both locations to create a program that is locally based, that's really based in Southeast traditional values, and teaching healthy lifestyle skills for young boys with the help of really positive mentors. And so out of that all, we have the program Boys Run Itu Klatsin, which means strengthen your spirit.
And so tell us a bit about the messages that will be paired with running for these boys. And they're Kikushihin age.
Right. So it'll be the same age as Girls on the Run, third through fifth grade. And for these boys, we're teaching some of the same lessons that are really important for adolescents to get before they go into kind of puberty in their teenage years. So a lot of healthy lifestyle skills, using positive self-talk to think about your talents and the challenges you face, how to overcome challenges, how to support other people, stand up to peer pressure and bullying, and use healthy communication for that. And then getting boys to think about some of maybe the hypermasculine messages that they get from the media and around them, and figure out what does it mean to be a positive and respectful man? What does that mean? And through this all, really hoping, they'll have a lot of positive connections with the coaches they have. So they'll be able to see examples of people who they want to be in kind of, this setting as a team. And it's non-competitive, so it'll be open for boys who might not consider themselves athletes, who may not have run before. We really focus on the non-competitive aspect and supporting each other.
Now, I know we've talked about this with Girls on the Run, but how do you connect running with this message focus?
Well, as anybody who is a parent of elementary school kids knows, or anybody who works with them, kids this age needs to be active. They're very physical in a lot of ways and need to be able to be up and moving around and connecting ideas they're getting with their body. So I think running works very well with that because it gives them that physicality to express themselves and to challenge themselves, but also a way for them to help process the lessons that we're trying to teach.
So you are pioneering this new program.
Yes.
And with lots of community partners, as you mentioned, but it must have been a lot of work.
Yeah, it has been. We owe a lot to the people who have been helping us out, both in Sitka and in Juneau. We worked a lot with Sitka Native Education Program here in Sitka, and some key people there, and our curriculum developer was wonderful. We gave her a very detailed list of these are all of the values and stories and lifestyle skills we want to cover, and she created a great template for us that we will be planning on making some changes after this first year once we get feedback from the boys and from the coaches, but we're really excited. I think it's a very solid program that we have, and looking forward to seeing what changes come about in young boys in Sitka because of it.
You mentioned that whatever examples exist don't quite fit rural Southeast.
Right.
Can you tell us specifically some of those region-specific perspectives that you'll be sharing?
Well, we're using the Southeast Alaska traditional values model that was developed it was a gathering of elders in 2006. The name of the gathering is escaping me right now, but it's a list of 12 values that were gathered from around Southeast Alaska. So often we have each lesson focusing kind of on one of those values and connecting that with an activity or a discussion or a traditional story, and using that to connect to some of the real life experiences these boys might have had. So whether it's, practicing being a good discussion participant and thinking about listening well and with respect, and what does that mean when you're listening to your peers talking, talking about healthy communication skills related to peer pressure, the wise use of words and holding each other up. So we're really trying to tie those values in. So there's a very strong sense of place here. Boys are building off of the cultural activities that they're getting in school already to really be able to have this multicultural view of the world and understanding that way.
And it's targeting an age group that will be moving into middle school, which can be a very fraught cultural experience.
Right. Yeah, so we hope, similar to Girls on the Run, we hope that this program will provide the self-empowerment growth opportunity, as well as those healthy lifestyle and healthy communication skills that will give boys just, that little bit better understanding of themselves, and also just that bit of a boost with healthy lifestyle skills, so they'll be able to better manage the ups and downs of middle school and puberty.
Well, this is a very important period you're moving into here. This is your first run through of the program.
Right.
And you're hoping you'll be a success. You need folks from the community to help you out.
Yeah, we're still looking for a couple of coaches and then looking for some volunteers in general. Boys Run will end with a 5K, a fun run as well, community event. And we're looking for some people who might be interested in helping us plan that. And then we also just wanted to spread the word to parents. This program starts right after school begins on September 9th. So wanted to give parents a little bit of a heads up before school started about the program so they can start looking at signing their kids up.
Well, what does being a coach for this program mean? What will you be expected to do?
We have, it would be two practices a week for the 9 weeks of the program, and really, a commitment to sharing these same values that the program upholds. So really commitment to being a positive mentor for boys, a commitment to helping to share these healthy lifestyle skills and share these Southeast Alaska traditional values. And if coaches don't feel like, people don't feel like they have that knowledge personally, we are trying to provide, as many resources as we can so that the coaching team as a whole will be able to honor these values and be able to pass on these skills in an effective manner.
Well, you have a curriculum. So, will you be doing some training for coaches?
Yes, we will at the end of this month. So if anybody is interested in coaching, it'd be great if they, were able to get in touch with me this week so we could plan for that. And if anybody is interested in volunteers, we'll take you up until the 5K in November.
Okay. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can contact me at SAFE at 747-3370. And if any parents are interested in signing their kids up for the program, they can either contact me at SAFE or they can call the main office at Kiku Shaheen.
Okay, and this is for third and fifth grade boys in Sitka, and there's a similar program in Juneau happening then, too.
Right, we've been partnering with Juneau, and so they'll be piloting the same curriculum over there. Each of us are only doing one team this year, just to make sure that we get all the feedback we need on the program, and then hope to expand from there in both of our communities and across Southeast Alaska.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Elena, for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Elena Gustafson from SAFE, talking about the new pilot program Boys Run for third and fifth grade students in Sitka.